Remember.
Shalom, good morning.
Morning.
Good Erev Shabbos. Fine, so we started last week the Sefer. We now Dhamma. And we...
catch my breath.
Okay, 1 second. So we saw this idea that well, first he spoke, he bemoaned the fact that we don't make an asik out of Shabbos like we do all the other chagim. All the other chagim, we know what to do with them. We understand what the essence of it is, and we know how to extract as much as we can from that with enormous energy and effort. Shabbos somehow doesn't get the same attention, possibly because it's every week, but probably more important is because we don't really understand what Shabbos is. So he started introducing this concept of Shabbos said, really, that's Hashem's day. All the other chagim, the Yom Tevim, the Maisa, are given to us, and we make an asik out of them. Shabbos is Hashem's day. Really, it has very little to do with us. That was quite surprising. We don't really know what to do with that. We'll see as we go weiter how that functions. You'll see it in the most amazing way. It's a very amazing way because Shabbos is made Olam Haba. Shabbos is main Olam Haba, so then what is Shabbos going to do with me? Olam Haba is where I'm completely united and immersed and become one with Hashem. That's what Olam Haba is. Olam Haba is Dveikus, the ultimate Dveikus with Hashem. We saw the beginnings of that idea blossoming yesterday in the sugya we're learning in Pirkei Machshava, why Hashem created the world, is to give us that ultimate reward in Olam Haba, which is the ultimate reward is Hashem himself. So if Shabbos is made Olam Haba, you expect Shabbos to be a taste of Olam Haba, which is just it's Kula Hashem, and it isn't anything else other than Hashem in Olam Haba. How you can be there and Hashem can be there, and you melted into Hashem and you still you, that's a big mystery that we don't know, but that's a sugya. But that's the reality. So it's not a surprise that Shabbos is Kulu LaHashem. Just as an aside, it's not really our subject, but while we're discussing it, is very fascinating, is that we know that the Sheish Yisimim Taseh Malachtecha is this world, and Shabbos is Main Olam Haba. So what's Yom Tov? If the 6 days of the week are Olam Hazeh, that we don't have a problem with. Shabbos is Main Olam Haba, we don't have a problem. What's Yom Tov? What's Yom Tov? So there's amazing insight here. Yom Tov is Yom HaMashiach. Yom Tov is the days between this world and the next world. This world is Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba is Olam Haba, but there's an interface between those two worlds. You have a thing called Yom HaMashiach. So what is the nature of Yom HaMashiach? What's it got to do with Yom Tov? So one of the aspects of it is Yom Tov. You're allowed to do malacha. You're allowed to do meichel nefesh. You're allowed to do whatever you need to do on Yom Tov. On tonight that you started before Yom Tov. Shabbos you can't do anything. Mi shemeichin berav Shabbos oichel b'Shabbos. Mi shlo meichin berav Shabbos lo oichel b'Shabbos. Yom HaMashiach, you can work. You can grow in a way that you couldn't believe. That's why we have Yom HaMashiach. Yom HaMashiach is to be able to do what we're supposed to do without the problems we have today. That's Adam HaRishon before the Chet. You're going to go and Eden in the end. Now can be shame of David. You cannot do what you were supposed to do. And that's what we're doing for Mashiach. We want Mashiach to come so we can serve Hashem properly. But you can only do in your Masa Mashiach what you started already. The person who was never shown a Torah of a mitzvah, he never kept any mitzvahs before your Masa Mashiach, he's not able to keep Torah mitzvahs when Mashiach comes. You never learned before your Masa Mashiach, you're not able to learn. That's why we don't take Geirim. Once Mashiach comes, there's no more Geirim. You want a Magai, you've got to do it before Mashiach comes. There are many aspects like that. So that's Yom Tov. That's the day where you can light the candle, but only if you lit it before. On Shabbos, you can't do anything. You can't do malacha, meaning you can't do any creative act. That Hashem does everything on Shabbos. That's Olam Haba. Okay, that's just a side issue. Anyway, that's what we're dealing with now. Now it goes weiter. Remember, we're in the Hagdama, so we're not really building a sugya yet. We're just getting some ideas and some insights into where he's going to go and build the sefer. In other words, what's the background to the sefer? Fine, so it says like this in Gimel Amon Daf Dalet in the paragraph starting Gimel. Vim came by Emes had come and no all nu al sheinan oisim esek mishabes kodesh. Hinei. Keshechanoch Shlomo HaMelech HaVashalom is Beis HaMikdash, you'll see the problem is twofold, actually. Besides the fact we don't have Shabbos, you'll see that the problem is also that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and we'll see a very deep connection between these two concepts. This concept of Yemosa Mashiach the concept of Shabbos Kodesh and the Beis HaMikdash. So he said, when Shlomo HaMelech inaugurated the Beis HaMikdash, he palel tefila arucha shebo piret es ma'ilos habayis hagodol v'kodesh hazeh shu mokem kiseh kvod yisbarach. He davened a long, long tefila about the unbelievable qualities of the Beis HaMikdash, mokem kiseh kvod. V'kol ma'amach Hashem yimatzu kiv'yochol b'beis ha'nleimad lefonav kol tefila v'tichina al kol ha'mitzdarech l'adam. Whatever person needed, he could come to the Beis HaMikdash, and there he could pour out his heart to Kodesh Baruch, and he would be answered. It says in Malachim, in Malachim Aleph, in the 8th Perek, Rav Kiyeh Be'eret, when there's a famine in the land, Deve Kiyeh, when there's Deve, Shidafon Yorkon Arbe Chasil Kiyeh, all these different things, these different plagues or whatever, Kiyetze Lo Oivoy Be'eret Sharov, when your enemy's at your gates, kol nega kol machala, all diseases, plagues, kol tvila, kol techina asher tiyela, kol adam, any prayer, any techina, any pleading that will be to anybody, includes the goyim, lekol adam, lekol amcha Yisrael, asher yedin ish naga levavoy, who has this nega, this whatever, blemish, this plague, whatever in his heart, the part of Kochel as Abai says, he'll spread his hands out to this house. And you'll forgive him and you'll answer him, and you'll give him whatever his heart desires. And that was Shlomo Melech's tefillah, that whoever comes to the Beis HaMikdash should daven, including the goyim, in fact, especially the goyim, will be answered. So that's an amazing thing. That's an unbelievable thing to have. You have a place, you have an address that no matter what problem you've got somewhere to go. That's one of these, kava chesed. No matter what problem you've got, you phone them and they deal with it. That's what they had. Well, ze doive libeinu val eile choshche neinu al hartzion shmomom. And on this, our hearts are broken, saddened. And on this, our eyes have been darkened on Hatzion Shemomom, that the Beis HaMikdash is abandoned, is Shemomom, desolate. Kasha Beis HaMikdash kaima isilo ketovet brura al milif noit. You had a very clear address, where to go. Deme lemisha naisel ir abira. Levaketz ul reifa godl. Person needs a doctor, so they send him off to the capital city where all the famous doctors are, and he knows where to go. Everybody knew Kapshuta. You came from all over the world. You come to the Beis HaMikdash, and that's where all your problems get solved. Everybody knew that. Kapshuta. Aval hayom al kol mikra al kol sofek hamizdamlen lanu b'meshach ha'chayim miyal lanu hashmaima l'shul mimenos baruch. Every problem we have today, who's going to go to the heavens and go ask Hashem? You'll ask me, well, we all daven. We can all daven. Okay, good. We'll see. La'amod lifnei kisei kvoide v'limtzu kirves Elokim kekirves beis hamikdash. You'll tell me, sure, we have tefillah today, avada. That's what we have. We don't have a beis hamikdash, and we know that tefillah took the place of the beis hamikdash. The work of the peh becomes the avoider today, and avada that is the place we need to go. We don't have the same openness, and have the same connection. Kol Asharim Nolim, the gates are locked. We don't have the same kirves Elokim. You go to the Beis Hamikdash, even today you go to the Kaisel, you have a certain kirves Elokim you can't get anywhere else. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, you feel unbelievable kirves Elokim, whatever, but then it goes away very quickly. There, 24/7, 365 days a year, how many days there are in the year, you had unbelievable kirves Elokim. Mamash, like you have a taste, a little bit, a drip. Me'ain, there, ayom, when you go to the Kaisel, if you're allowed to go, I don't know if you're allowed to go to the Kaisel anymore, okay. As standing in front of the Kisei Kovod, Kepshuto. Today we're not standing in front of the Kisei Kovod. We can barely get out of our shoes. La'amod le Kisei Kvoide limtzo kivus elo kivus beis hamikdash. Shreim haya beis hamikdash bunei nochon b'roi shaharim. If the beis hamikdash was standing on top of the mountain, mi hu ze shlo yale lahal Hashem? Lukum b'mokum kodesh levakesh kivus Hashem. Who wouldn't go up to the mountain? Who wouldn't go to the Beis Hamikdash now and feel the closeness, the unbelievable apprehension of feeling close to Hashem? Aval ze ukiyotzi bo amas shlom amelach aval shalom. Ma shehaya hu shiye. Gam beinyan akiva noir Hashem is baruch sheisa bezman Beis Hamikdash haya kayam. Whatever was, will be, is, that Kivus Elokim that we had by the Beis HaMikdash, Beshas, the Beis HaMikdash, Shlomo Melech's Tefillah. Shlomo Melech says in Koheles, Gam Bizmaneinu Yishne Kirvuzu, you have that as well. Today you have the same Kirv that you had in the Beis HaMikdash. You have that today. How much would you pay for that? Rinin Kedusha Shabbos Kodesh. That's the Sugi of Shabbos. She Shabbos Beis HaMikdash Hashem Kepshuteh. Shabbos is the Beis HaMikdash. Kepshutai. V'yakol mevakesh Hashem yimetzu koruv b'yom Shabbos kodesh. Anybody who's looking for Hashem, on Shabbos you find him. Koruv, that's when you find him. Like you did in the Beis HaMikdash, that's Shabbos. Shabbos is Beis HaMikdash kepshutai, and we're going to go into this and see unbelievable connections. I mean, the obvious connection you can think of yourself is the 39 melachas we don't do on Shabbos, where the 39 melachas used to build the Mishkan, the precursor of the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the... That already tells you something. That, by the way, the Nefesh HaChaim says is a microcosm of the universe, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim is you, is the lave of the Adam. That's the mind of a human being, is the Mishkan, is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that's at the center. That's at the center of the universe. It's the center of the person, and that was at the center of the Mishkan, and it's all tied in, and it all comes together on Shabbos. That's when this is all relevant. So that's an amazing idea. It's unbelievable. Every Shabbos you step into the Beis HaMikdash. That's, he used to say, Reb Shimshon, that's why on Tisha B'Av we don't fast. And Tisha B'Av comes on Shabbos, it's Nidche. Why? Because on Shabbos, there's no Churban. There is no Churban Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos because you're in the Beis HaMikdash now, so I can be a Churban. You used to speak about that a lot. Okay, fine. So, that's very important to remember. We're going to be dealing with a concept here that is, and we'll see, there's many halachic connections between Shabbos and the Beis HaMikdash, and you'll speak them out. Mayi Shabbos. So what is Shabbos? So in Shmois Rabbah, Chazal say like this, Keshenosa Kodesh Baruch Hu Zatayra Tzipu Lo Tzavach Oif Lo Parach Shor Lo Go Oifalim Lo Ofus Rafim Lo Omru Kodesh Hayam Lo Nizdazayah Habrias lo dobru ela ha'olam shosok u'machrish v'yoytza kol anoichi Hashem Elokecha. We all know this. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, a bird didn't tweet, and the chicken didn't whatever, and the ox didn't do whatever oxen do, and the ofonim didn't do what they do, and they all stood, and they didn't say Kodosh, the Srofim, the angels that say Kodosh, they didn't even say Kodosh, they were all still frozen. The sea didn't move, nothing spoke, the entire world was completely still, nothing. And out from that silence came Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, the entire universe. The entire universe stood still. It's unbelievable. I'm trying to imagine where there's anything standing still today. Nothing stands still. The molecules, everything's flying around, whizzing around. Nothing moved. Nothing moved. Nothing. So how do we understand that? So he says, "Lo." We think that Hashem is coming to talk, you know, the God of Ador is coming to give a shia. So the correct thing to do is to keep quiet, switch off your phone and keep quiet while the God of Ador gives a shia. Some important person is coming to talk, so you keep quiet, you listen. He says, that's not pshat. That's not pshat. I didn't keep quiet so that Hashem could speak. That's automatic. When everything gets quiet and all the boundaries are broken, everything's just standing dead still. The world is screaming Anoichi Hashem Elokecha every minute, every second, every moment. That's all the world does. That's Perek Shira. The whole world is just singing, Yinei, yeah, here I am. I'm Hashem, here I am. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. But we don't hear because there's too much noise. We're too much busy. We're too much running around. We don't have a moment of silence. When you stop, when the world stopped, b'meile it heard Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. An unbelievable concept. That's mamish. I remember the first time seeing this, I was mamish dancing. It's unbelievable. No, you don't keep quiet so that Hashem can speak. When you keep quiet, b'meile you Hashem speaking. Just get out the way. That's all. That's all the work is. Just get out the way and let Hashem do what he's doing. The world's speaking all the time. That's the essence of Shabbos. Since all the malacha of the world is rested, is stopped. Then automatically you hear the truth of reality that's ein ol milvado. Poshut. Poshut. V'zeh shmoi v'agdarosa shel yoyim ha'kodesh Shabbos. That's the word. That's what the word is. The word is always the thing, remember. And that's the definition. That's the getter of Shabbos. Shavos miloshen shvise v'izbatlus. Shabbos means sheves, sit still, and nullified. Total nullification. There's nothing happening. Shavos. The other chagim are named after some aspect of what the chag was. Like Pesach is because Hashem was posach on the houses, and all the ma'adim sukkahs because Hashem yeshavta besukkahs. Hashabbos ain't no shumak dora. Shreish bo rak shvisa. Haina shes batlas kol mechitzas hamafsekes bein akorish bochul beneinu. Shabbos doesn't have an hagdora like that. Shabbos is Shabbos. There's nothing. All the boundaries that exist between us and Hashem are completely broken down. Same as at the Beis Hamikdash. When the Beis Hamikdash, what was the Kivus Elokim? The barriers are not there anymore. All the mechitzas that separate between us and Hashem are completely nullified on Shabbos. Shvisa v'izbotlus shekol ma'is olam, a total shvisa and nullification of all the actions of the world. Shrei sof sof ma'is olam v'tach b'loisof heim heim achitzesim b'fnei yichud Hashem yisparach sheizgala b'olam v'ispashet al kol metzios ha-metzios. Sof-sof, the world and all its dealings and all its tachpuloisov, they all shut down, they're all closed off in the face of Yichud Hashem that's revealed and spreads out through all the metzias the whole Bria, this oneness of Hashem spreads through the whole Bria. And all of that stuff, the tachpulos of the Maisa Olam, is completely shavos and nullified. The whole, all the Nyala Olam are completely nullified. When everything just stops and everything keeps quiet, and Yichud Hashem spreads its way through the world, as Mamela, everything turns into Kedusha. In the Zohar Kodesh, it says like this, that Shabbos is the name of Hashem. That's why you shouldn't say good Shabbos in the mikveh. We shouldn't say the name of Hashem in a place we're not allowed to say Kedusha, because Shabbos is one of Hashem's names. And it says there in the Zohar that Shabbos is the Gilu of Hashem in the world. That's where Hashem is revealed in the world. Someone who's machal Shabbos, we don't know what he's talking about. Machal Shabbos b'feisya is mamash chayv skila like an oved avodah zara. It's a total rebellion. Being machal Shabbos is a total rebellion against Hashem Himself. It's not that you did an aveira. Wow, terrible aveira, serious aveira, shocking aveira. That's not what it's about. The Machal Shabbos is you married b'malchus. You married in Hashem Himself, because Shabbos is Hashem. Shabbos he ika ashro ashchina ba'olam, because Shabbos is the ashro ashchina in the olam. That's Hashem's gilu in the entire world. So someone who's Machal Shabbos, it's not that he's breaking one of the big mitzvahs in the Torah. I mean, yeah, he's doing that as well. But why someone who's mumul Shabbos mumul kol Torah kulu? We don't say that about many other things. Because Shabbos, you just oike the whole of Hashem. There's no Hashem Chalil in the world for you. That's why we define somebody by being Shema Shabbos. You keep it, he's keeping all the Torah and all the Torah. He's mamash, the most muhuda machmi guy in the world. He's a Machal Shabbos. He's a Machal Shabbos. How do you define someone? He's a Shema Shabbos. He's a Machal Shabbos. We don't say he's a Hanich Tfilin. This guy wears Tfilin. Wow, that's amazing. You know? No, he's a Machal Shabbos. Finished. So, ever wondered why it's like that? So he just told you. Because when you machal Shabbos, then there's no Hashem in the world for you, chas v'chilil. That's why Shabbos is so critical, and that's why Shabbos is so important for Klal Yisrael. It's not just because it's a big aveira. A lot of aveiras. You can do even a whole bunch of aveiras on Shabbos chalila, and you can do lots of mitzvahs. So chal Shabbos is no. It's a merid. It's a rebellion against Hashem. But quite about smash. This idea that we've just mentioned, this yesod, that's how you always start. You always start with klalim. Ramchal says this, you always start with klalim, and then you go into the pratim. You don't start with pratim. You look at the klal, you understand the principle, and then you look at the aspects, the individual aspects of the principle, like a diamond. You look at a diamond, you look at the whole diamond first, then you start looking at all the little facets and the kudot and whatever. So that's the klal. The Klali Shabbos is Shvisas Hashem. It's the name of Hashem. Shabbos is Hashem. Beis HaMikdash. Gilu Shechina. That's Shabbos. Fine. That's the Klal. Now you have to go into all the Prati. Laveh Bio Nerchav. To get a broad, deep understanding. Heichanim Tzevim Shabbos is Gilu Kovod Malchus Vashos Shinosoy. Where? How do you do this on Shabbos? Where do you find this unbelievable Kedusha and this cleaving and this Gilu Hashem in the world? ובזאת השם יסבורך בפירך הסייף הנבא כפי יכולתנו יש העניין הזה. בזאת השם וסייאת לשמע, as we go through the chapters of the safer, he's calling it a safer now that he said, now it's a safer yet, before he called it a kundras, to understand this sugya. והלוך על המייסה היועצס לנו מהוון הזו על מהוסה של שבס קודש. And הלוך על המייסה. How do you go about practically doing this? This is not philosophy 101. We want to know how do we do Shabbos properly. And that's not to send the kids away, by the way. People think Shabbos is a day of rest, and it's the one day you get absolutely no rest because everyone's home and it's a difficult day and it's an exhausting day, Shabbos. You need 6 days to recuperate from Shabbos. So that's not what it's about. We have to see what he's talking about. Okay, now he explains, and I wouldn't normally do this, but it's important just to see where he's coming from. So that's the end of the introduction. Now he goes into another aspect, but it's important to see why he's doing what he's doing and understand, you know, the Makiris Makoima aspect of this generation. Let's try and see what he says here. It's important. It's not totally legate to our subject, but you'll see the mod chashuv what he's saying. Am I fitting, he says, to be one that can come and clarify dvorim she'oimdim beruma shel olam, things that stand at the beginning of the world, the things that stand in the depths of reality? Gam because I don't understand properly, and also because I don't have enough knowledge, enough bekias in the Svarim that deal with these sugyas. Prata sugya shel Shabbos she'ein amukus b'miyuchad, especially the sugyas of Shabbos are more amok. Goloshen azoy kodesh rosa de Shabbos she'a Shabbos hi kulu sod, that Shabbos is kulu sod. Shabbos is kulu Kabbalah. Shabbos is tod, that's azor. The Zohar says rosa de Shabbos she'a Shabbos hi kulu sod. Shabbos is kulu sod. Pshat remez drush v'sod, Shabbos is kulu sod. Even the pshat is sod. Umiyuchedes hi Shabbos she'ein l'umus ha'olam bo shum maga, she'einu nachlas harabim k'sha ha'mitzah she'kosav ha'rambam. Shabbos is also very unique in that the goyim can't touch it. They don't have anything to do with Shabbos, which is not like all the other mitzvahs. The Rambam brings down mefurash shemutu l'goyim l'kaimam. The goyim wants to keep the mitzvahs. He can keep all the mitzvahs in the Torah. He keeps Shabbos. He touches Shabbos. He's chayv misa. Wow, you know, that's quite extreme. You can keep all the mitzvahs. The goyim wants to put on tefillin. He can put on tefillin. Whether you're allowed to sell him tefillin or not, going into that, that's another discussion. Can you sell a goyim mezuzah if you want to? That's another discussion. Interesting. I think Dan Grossness has a truth about that. I'm not sure. I don't remember. I think it's him. Anyway, that's another discussion. But if a goy wants to go and he wants to do the mitzvahs, he wants to keep all the mitzvahs in the Torah. He can keep all the mitzvahs in the Torah. And I think the Rambam said that he gets schar like a enu mitzvah. He gets schar as well. So tell me, okay, but Shabbos don't keep Shabbos. No. You touch Shabbos, you're dead. Wow. Wow. Ele nachles am yichud hamiyuchud v'nikra b'loshen gomara matona delo avida ligluy. Shabbos you can't. That's a very intimate, private place with Hashem and His children, and no one else is allowed in there. And as it says in the Gemara, matona delo avida ligluy. This is a present that can't be revealed. Kol ze la rois es oim al oimek hamiyuchad sheyesh b'mechines inyan Shabbos shekulam stoyim v'chotzum. This just comes to show you a little bit how deep and how locked and closed this sugya is. So whom I, he says, to come now and start unraveling this for you. So why is he doing it then? He must have a reason. He only, to the best of my knowledge, he only wrote two Svarim himself. The others are all from the tapes. I think maybe Tiferes Torah also, maybe I think he wrote. I'm not sure if that was put together afterwards. It was redacted afterwards, but I think the Torah in there is his and some Pirushim on Shas that he wrote. But this Sefer and the one on Tefillah, Shari B'Tefillah, were the only two that he actually sat down and wrote himself. So he must have thought that Tefillah was important. He was he could daven. And Shabbos. Shabbos was a big thing by him. Big thing. If you listen to Shirim, you'll see that. Asik out of Shabbos, you cannot begin to imagine what an Asik he made from Shabbos. The children tell what he was involved with. The Shabbos was unbelievable, the Asik he made out of it. So, but mitzadachad, whom are to come and write the book about Shabbos now? Amna mi'idach, haray yisod godol hu b'toyre, she toyre mitfareshes kol do mi b'nai doyre, v'ein zu halocha rak li'inyan kium divrei gedoyle v'chachmei ador. He says there's an Indian that the Torah has to be explained in each generation by someone from that generation. Of course, we learn from the previous generations, but we need somebody in this door to put it into Loshen in a way we can understand it. That means, of course, we learn and we stand on the back of the previous generations. But each generation has its own unique needs and its own unique language, and we need to explain it to them in each door. Shatoyim et fareshes kol door mibnei door. Number state. And that's not just, he says, vein zu alocha linyan kiyam divrei gedoyle chochmei ador. That's not about the gedoyle ador. Eli yasod b'kol dar chay limud v'avonis ha-toyre shelo kol do yesh etz ha-tfisa sheloi v'avonis shelo b'toyre v'yichod. Each generation has its own specific needs, as I said, its own grasp, its own understandings, and it needs to be explained by people that live in that door dafka. V'asim l'kach m'gzeres ha-kosuv. This Therefore, you need somebody, because of the Xeris Akasuv, that there's a thing called Yiris HaDoires. You need a Rav that's Karuv to understanding the nature and the thoughts and the needs and the environment that that generation Lafka lives in order to get through to them. He says, unfortunately, many, many Gedolim that we have in our generation just don't have the time to clarify this sugya and to translate it into the language of this generation. But there are cloud trudim haim tier de gedoyle yom bevelayde besugas v'kushas v'mashas. They are torah. They're busy day in and day out, yom and v'layla, clarifying the difficulties in shas lelaban levralim beyegia heitiv heitiv to understand those sugyas lalochas liftoich gam lanu bedoze sharim betoira to open for us and to transmit to us the gates of Torah. Because that everything stands on that. If you lose that, you've lost everything. It's called Zmana Shaladam. Usually you find these people in yeshivas, then that takes up all their time. Amnam Yesh Bain. You know what? It's gone over time already. Okay, we'll stop here. Metz Hashem, we'll carry on next week. He's just, I think it's important to see some of the ideas he's bringing down here, even though it's not totally related to our subject of Shabbos, but explaining why there's a need for a sefer like this today, and why he felt that he was somebody that could do this, even though he didn't feel worthy. So it's important to just see some of the background, get some of these ideas. You know, why was he writing about it? Where was, you know, if it was that important, you know, why did Rav Shach write a book on Shabbos? Where was Rav Aaron Leib's Shabbos Malchasa or whatever, et cetera, et cetera. So explaining why he felt that he felt he needed to do this. Anyway, it's not exactly the subject matter we're dealing with, but we'll get there. Anyway, what we learned today was Gavaldik, unbelievable insight. The Shabbos is based on Mikdash. Shabbos is where all the mechitzas are broken, where there's no boundaries between us and Hashem b'chalal. We create the boundaries, unfortunately. We find it difficult to keep quiet. We can't just still ourselves to the point where we can hear the world saying, Anoichi. Homework for the week is try 5 minutes of the Shabbos to just have five dead silent minutes. Alone, yourself, switch off all your funny thoughts going through your head or whatever. Just try and keep quiet for 5 minutes and let's hear what we hear. Okay. Guten Shabbos. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll meet again next Erev Shabbos. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll see about the time. If we're going to make it early, we'll see. We'll discuss it during the week.
Shabbos. Thank you.
Thank you, Hashem. Have a good Shabbos.